have a little brother about 5 feet tall. He doesn't listen to Hothorn Hall. But my big sister is 6'3". She got that high on Jubilee. Ah, well, quit your knocking and come right on in. This is Jane Norman opening up the big wide door and saying it's great for you to keep this date on Jubilee. Yes, we have fine and righteous talent getting ready to steam up the premises. Very great talent like Ernie Gill and his orchestra. Thank you, Ernie Gill. That cut a fine groove for the How Do You Do spot. This little edition is coming to pass out in the San Fernando Valley. It's being staged from the Post Theater of the Veterans Administration Birmingham Hospital. And I noticed that this good gang of vets here in the theater has been taking some sneak looks over Spade's wife, where a very good-looking gal has been waiting for the cue to come out. Well, there's no need to wait any longer. Here's the cue, and here's Penny Piper.
You're crying, so smile.
Don't push, don't prod. Just relax, Jack, and listen to the Page Cavanaugh Trio bounce off a couple of condensers as they catch as catch can. Thank you, Paige Cavanaugh, Al Viola, and Lloyd Pratt. We caught it and brought it home. And now here's a funny fish hanging on our Jubilee line. Let's throw out the bait and haul in Frankie Saputo. Thank you, Frankie. A splendid recital of Stephen Foster. We have it on direct authority that Mr. Foster took a decided flip in his home 6 feet under when Frankie made with that murder. But let's get the good haul in order now for a gang of people who've been around these parts off and on for quite some time. I'm talking about those Pied Pipers.
About Linda.
Well, let's simmer down to a fish fry way up on the high and dry, which calls for something by the way of a ballade. And by ballade, I'm talking about one of the great singers of that art form, Johnny Desmond. Let's take a paragraph from Hollywood Daily Variety, which sums up Mr. B's career very nicely. Erstwhile Sergeant Johnny Desmond, who had 2 solid years' time on BBC in London during the war as a part of the late Glenn Miller's Air Force's orchestra. He became a top favorite in England, Ireland, and Scotland, was monitored by all the German intelligence listening posts for clues as to presentation of a German radio program which would click with Allied soldiers. He has letters to prove identity of listeners in Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Pasadena. In Paris, his felicitation billet doux, which is French for fan mail, I believe, was overwhelming. And in spite of all, he's really a very shy guy from Detroit, Michigan, which, where he might still be singing except for a draft board number 316. That's the only agent, by the way, he never had to pay. So, here is Johnny Desmond.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming a lonely night through. If it's a crime that I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. Oh, what can I do? What can I say? Take the blame. You say you're true, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do.
Johnny Desmond. That dipped and flipped the good spots like a feather in the breeze. Now, if this is a dream I'm dreaming, why don't I close my eyes? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's the honey boat herself floating toward us on a moonbeam. But she seems a little sad on this last go-round of old Jubilee. And maybe that's why she's going to sing Benny Carter's Lonely Woman. I'm talking about Peggy Lee. Thank you. For one of Cole Porter's greatest classics. I'm sure you'll all get the good memories going when Ernie Gill and the gang take over the next spot with Begin the Begin. We'll be back before you can say seven, which is seven from now. So, get your dials filed and your tuners trimmed for another standard of old Jubilee. And if you want what you haven't heard as yet, why, just right, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. We'll dig it up for you to dig later. And now this is Gene Norman saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you. The program was arranged in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.